This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey pals, Kids and Pets on Tuesday means you've got passes to the Air Museum, the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley, 778-6262, psmuseum.org. $30 gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina. See, I just said J. Ovier, so now I can say Maracas. I'll do my Latin imitation. You can use it at either one of the Maracas restaurants, 155 South Palm Canyon or 72775 Dinah Shore. Everything's perfect. My favorite thing is the steak salad. That doesn't sound particularly Mexican, but it is. Trust me. And the guacamole. And the margarita. Oh, but I digress. Okay.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And then you've got a gift certificate from McDonald's. You can use it at any one of Dick Shalop's 33 McDonald's. They call them stores. Okay, so all those things go to one person. Let's see. Nobody has any kids but me. So we'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY. 3235639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 3, I'll mail everything out to you. Although Landon and I might keep the McDonald's, or we might keep the Maracas. I'm not sure. But thank you for making this show what you have for as long as you have. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, we started off with Dan Foley, Mr. Enthusiasm. Then we went to J. Ovier, also Mr. Enthusiasm. You ain't seen nothing yet. Here's Landon Morris from
Matthew Morris Fine Jewelry.
Yes.
Happy Tuesday, beautiful. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine, except you went someplace too. Where did you go?
I was off through Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. It was pretty
Gollies.
Cool.
Jay Ovier and I were here holding down the fort. Did you jewelry shop when you were there?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, around the Baltic is the best place in the world to get amber. So this trip wasn't just skedaddling to have a good time, although I did. I went and saw some of the most beautiful amber. I got the pick of the litter. And guys, if in the jewelry industry, we buy a lot of things per gram. So you might be looking at 500 per gram for different ambers. While I was there, it was like $100 per gram. So huge difference in
price.
What
do you do with amber? Isn't amber soft?
Well,
no.
It's not that it's not soft. In fact, it feels very much like plastic.
Yes.
It's a natural resin. Yes, exactly. Well, now, just to let you know, there is so many fakes out there because of the world of plastic we live in.
Yes.
So it's hard to compare plastic to amber, but you guys, get an expert. Most likely, if you're getting it from a reputable source, it's going to be real, you know?
Oh, yes.
If you're at...
We don't have to discuss that, as long as we deal with you.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely.
You know?
And especially after my last trip,
yes.
I really went and I got so much of it. And it's because it's beautiful.
Can you put it in rings and necklaces, earrings?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is all amber the color of... that we think of amber?
No, although that's funny because we do have a color palette called amber,
mm-hmm.
but you can have cherry amber. You can have butter amber.
Red amber?
Yeah, oh my God, I should have said, of course you would have, yeah. Absolutely. As red as your beautiful shirt.
Oh, thank you. Different colors.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's not like an opal where you have to be careful not to strike it. It won't.
Well, so I wouldn't say it's as, tough as a jadeite or as hard as a diamond, but opal does tend to be on the lower end of the Mohs scale.
Yes.
You know, you could sneeze and an opal could have trouble.
Oh.
amber is in the middle. You'll be okay with it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so this is August.
It is.
It's August 16th. What's the stone in August?
Do you want me to make you guess or should I tell you?
Tell me.
Okay. May I lead you down a little path? Because I know
sure.
this stone. Okay. So if I tell you it's a green stone, what's the first one that
peridot.
Comes to mind? Oh my God. See, she's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh.
I had like four more questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She knows her jewelry too well, people.
Da,
too
da,
well.
Da, 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 da. I told you I have an old peridot and we haven't remembered to look at it, but you don't think it's real.
Well, no, I bet it is.
Oh, you bet it is. Now, I remember you were opinionated because it's
old. Yeah. So I think it was more like, if you had like a 20 carat emerald and you were like, it could be an emerald, that would be like, well, maybe there's a little bit more. But peridots do come in big sizes, especially if it's not a modern peridot.
This is old one? Surely.
You ready?
I'll take pictures, Joey Pals.
I'm going to set up and I'm going to show
you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look at that, Rick.
You want to geek out about it for a little second? I can tell you some more.
Oh, man, talk while I look.
Okay, so this is a really unique men's ring. It's one of a kind. It is a 22-carat beautiful green peridot. It would look good on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put it on your pointing finger.
She has little hands, everyone. Yeah, but it looks so good on you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you see the rich green?
I can't get it off.
I hate when this happens.
Oh, my goodness. How many carats?
22 carats.
And it's beautiful.
Well, what separates that from most peridot is most peridot has like a yellowy green.
Yes, mine's a much lighter yellow
Absolutely,
green.
Absolutely, and most of them are. As you can see the depth Gorgeous. Of green in this one, it is probably one of the better peridot colors in the world. Very rare to find. And this is a huge size. It came from the Nile in Egypt, where a lot of peridot was mined. But on a very cool note, it also comes from outer space. We can find peridot in meteorites, just not that big.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that
How
so
much?
Cool? That one is 23,000.
Somehow I thought it would be more.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
It is cobalt platinum. It is 18 karat gold.
It's got some little diamonds.
Ooh.
Aren't they?
They're not. Check again.
Oh, no. It's filigree, or what do you call that?
It is definitely filigree. That's all hand-done engraving.
Golly's. I can barely see it with the naked eye.
The green stones around it are very, very cool.
It's beautiful, dear.
So my colleague, Chris Hannon, was like, so I was like, let's put some diamonds
around
this. I did.
Yes.
Thank you. So my colleague, Chris
Gorgeous.
Hannon, and I were talking. I was going to put, thanks, mate. I was going to put diamonds around it. And he's just very cool. And he's like, Landon, rather than diamonds, why don't we put green garnets? And the second he said it, it was such a good idea. What is surrounding Lovely. This peridot? Comes from one place in the world, the Ural Mountains. And
in Russia.
In Russia. Oh, my God, you nailed it. Exactly. She's too good, guys. She knows.
No, I don't.
That was exactly it. And especially now with all that's going on, but these green garnets are called demantoid garnets. So when you were like, they sparkle, you thought diamonds?
Garnets, yes.
But they sparkle like diamonds, and there's not many stones that do this. So instead of having green diamonds, I put green demantoid garnets, which are worth more than regular diamonds. So it's a little fancy.
That's beautiful. If anybody's got a birth... Well, whose birthday? It was just Dan Foley's birthday last Thursday.
That's right, it was.
Did you show him that before he left?
Much to my chagrin, I didn't.
Oh,
we were
gosh.
Just chatting away about our travels.
Yes, you should.
I should have. I know. I'm like, happy
said,
birthday.
If I got your birthstone.
I know. Well played. Oh, such a nice guy, too.
Oh, yes. This is a great hour of things. Okay, so women and men, doesn't matter if your birthday is in August, you can get a peridot.
Yes, and you should. It's like, I think it's part of the fun. Now, yes, somewhere along the lines is someone in a big group or a big building went, let's put birthstones on random months.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, they're our birthstones. And everyone has one that's different.
Mine is topaz.
Ooh, do you want to hear something interesting?
I had citrines. I had whole bunches of them.
You ready to hear this?
Okay.
Okay, so everyone knows topaz. What color are they usually?
Brownish.
Yes, absolutely.
Gold, yeah.
You can see now, but you just said
See, my
gold.
75 carat was brown.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that we say. Like, so we would say smoky quartz or smoky topaz. But that's actually, you ready for this?
Okay.
That's not real topaz.
See?
It's not at all. Do you want to know what real topaz is?
What is it?
Your birthstone is one of the best and rarest stones in the world.
Thank God.
It's called imperial topaz. And it's the royal gem of Brazil. Comes from one place in the world called the Ouro Preto. And it has a rich champagne pink color. So when people are like, this is a topaz and it's a blue stone, it's actually just an irradiated quartz that we in our nomenclature say topaz.
I can't wait for November.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have one at home.
Then you'll have to
bring them. Yep, exactly. I have one at home that's amazing. And it's so rare, but only people who are in the know would know that. But the cool thing about it is, let's say you're walking around, they're very expensive gems.
What are citrine topazes?
Well, once again, you're right to say that, but it's actually just the nomenclature, which is a little erroneous.
Oh.
So a citrine is in itself a treated or an orange quartz, but we either call it a citrine, we call it an orange topaz, but really, I would just say it's an orange quartz. but it doesn't sound as good.
Sound as nice.
It doesn't sound as good.
Citrine topaz.
Yeah, exactly. But an imperial topaz.
I wrote that down.
Yeah, that's worth
looking at. That's the royal gem of Brazil.
Mm-hmm. And that's your birthstone.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Everyone in April, they do mostly win, but there is, like, even
diamonds.
This Paradox. Diamonds, exactly. But there is jade. Jade is an amazing birthstone. Jade goes for millions and millions. But in our Western culture, how often do we wear jade? Almost never. But my clients from the East, oh my God, they'll kill for it. They love
it. Jade is very religious, very spiritual.
Spiritual, yes.
That's
I would wear
the word.
That. They
Better
actually
word.
Say that it has a soul. And when you look at
jade
good
jade, Buddhas.
She just pulled out a fan. She's like, yes, go on, go on.
Go on. I pulled out my Japanese fan.
There you go. She's like, oh, life is so rough.
Tell us how you're running your business now. Still by phone, by email,
actually,
by what?
All these ways. You know, you can contact me through calling or message, 310-890-0763. I do most of my work online. Like, add me as a Facebook friend. I'm Landon M. Morris. Landon M. Morris, L-A-N-D-O-N, space M as in Matthew, and then Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. I'm the silly fellow who has a portrait of me in a suit of armor. Add me, and then you get to see all my creations.
Well, that would be fun. People access you that way, I'm sure.
All the time. I have a good amount of friends, and what it is they get to see what I do. They get to know me, and at the end of the day, that's what I want with my clients. We're friends, right? I'm there to help you, and I love it.
What did you buy the most of in Europe?
Food.
Oh, thank you.
Stonewise, it would have been ever.
Thank you.
Oh, the food was so good.
Man after my own heart.
It was so good.
Okay, so this is August. September. What's September's stone?
Are you going to put me on the spot?
I don't know. Do you know?
I think I do. It is...
Google it quick.
I'll Google it quickly. I'm not going to make a fool of myself. I'm going to Google it first. I swear I'm going to know.
That's my job.
Oh, it is Sapphire.
It
oh,
is.
I should have just said it.
Oh,
I'll have some good sapphires for you, too.
P-P-H-I-R-E.
In fact, I'm wearing a sapphire, if you want to see.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? There's all colors you've taught us.
Well done, exactly. Absolutely. Yes. Except your favorite color.
Red.
Yes. So what is a red sapphire?
A ruby.
How is she so good?
This is to remember a little
three.
Bit.
It's awesome.
Well, this requires repetition.
Oh, okay. I understand. It must be difficult constantly looking at beautiful rubies and just dealing with the different sapphires.
Dreaming
exactly.
And
repetition.
I told you, I love chocolate diamonds.
Oh, absolutely.
I love chocolate diamonds.
I do have a few I should show you next
time. In November.
In November, okay.
Okay, we need to thank, what fun we had, Dan Foley, who had a birthday last week. J. Ovier.
Oh, I like how you say that, rolling your tongue.
The J. Ovier Real Estate Group.
Jay, I want you to know her eyes are like lit up when she rolls
when
that
I
tongue.
When I roll.
Yeah, you've got to see when she does this.
And we finished up. And I think Jay was hollering at us. Your birthday's in September?
I think.
It is.
Yeah.
His
are
is
we
going to
get him a sapphire then?
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh, yes. Get out the checkbook. Sell a house.
You have lovely, lovely people. In
oh,
your
don't
world.
We have the best?
Yeah. We do.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank you
by,
for having
sweetheart.
Me. Mwah.
See you next month.
I look forward to it.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Joey English Desert Datebook. Here we go. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And you've got to go to the website right now and check out those 3 separate, what would you call them, tours, I guess. They're all $19.95, including air. One's to Western Europe. One's to the Mediterranean, and the one I'm going to go on to is Abu Dhabi and Qatar and Dubai, and they're all $19.95, including air, act-tours.com. Dana Haynes, she's in the mothership, astrologyworldnews.com, will be under the sign of Leo until August 22nd. To get your own astrological forecast, up to the second minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond, go to her website, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org reminds you that there is now legislation in place. Restrictions say no sprinkling during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just fabulous, that darling website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, and more, and retro pool floats. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Remember, it's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram. Want you to know they'll be closed for annual maintenance from September 12th through October 9th. But for the rest of August, they're allowing first responders up for nothing and a discount on their accompanying family members. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, says choose from these things. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, two drink minimum, or Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, or Saturday Summer Sing-Alongs, or Wednesday Life is a Cabaret with Les, or Jazz on the Second Floor, or the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, or the Movies in the Park at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. Look up all those things and take your pick. PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow Wednesday, Kathy Prophet, Sheila from the Tribe, and our legal eagle, Robert Elfer. Until then, you be well and all the best.